KA4DOS, KA2AXQ. Are you around yet?
XQ. Hey, Ken, KA4DOS.
You can take my page out of your book. Everything's been spoken for.
Oh, man, so I do appreciate that. Good hearing you on there. I've been meaning to call you, see if we could get together and maybe go get a cup of coffee.
Hopefully you need to do that. I'll tell you, they've been busy. They should have built that a long time ago, that Waffle restaurant there, because it's been packed ever since they opened, over.
Good thing. I'm glad that they're doing well. More than that, I'm glad that you called me and let me know about your stuff. I can't remember Albert, I think the guy's name was. He called me, got your contact information. He was interested in that, the Kenwood. Did he get it?
But I had him bring it back because he got it. Took it home and put it on two different antennas, and it did not receive at all. So I had to bring it back. They gave him his money back, and our buddy there from Mexico, Gabriel's gonna pick it up and fix it for me, and we can get it back to him. Over.
Had a good deal. I hadn't talked to Gabriel in a while, and he's been real busy hauling trash off for somebody. You know, people move out of a house or an apartment or something that nature. He and his son go over and clean it out and clean it up and all of that. So he's been real busy.
He stays busy. He's a lucky guy. I wasn't lucky enough to find all the different opportunities when I was his age, you know. But nowadays, the kids are, they do things different around here. Where I'm from, everybody worked in a factory, you know. And I come down here to this little teeny town, there's no factories, so everybody has to work at a McDonald's, over.
Well, but used to, you know, all the mills were around. Everybody worked in a mill. That was back when I was little. I wasn't little. I was lucky enough. I did not work in a mill. I went to work in a grocery store. Most people went to work in the mill.
Affirmative. And, you know, it seems like all the little towns around here were, there was a mill built in that town, and everybody that lived in that town worked in that mill. And, you know, it was surprising to me when I moved down here to see one community's got their own mill, and you go on the other side of the highway, and the community over there's got their own mill. And there were two places like that up in New York. One of them was National Cash Register Company, and another one was Corning Glass Works. And if you worked at Corning Glass Works and they were having a layoff, well, that's good, because National Cash Register was hiring when Corning Glass was in Georgia, you know. So people always had work, over.
That's really neat. I'm glad that it worked out that way up there. But, the little mill villages around it, each mill had its own mill village, and it was like a little town in itself. All that's gone now. I guess it's gone down to Mexico, but it's not around here anymore.
Primitive. Now they're turning all the mills into apartment buildings. They got that one over in Easley over there that I saw Well, I've been seeing it for years, but that's opened up, and it's got some high-class apartments in it, or...
Ken, I think they're trying to be like New York, you know, turning these old mills and into apartment complexes and that sort of thing. Where they show the brick walls and all of that stuff. But they are pretty nice, and I'm glad that they're repurposing the mills and not just bulldozing them down. That's a good thing, I guess.
I'll let you go. I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss you to tell you to mark everything you got. AA2AH2, we'll be clear.
Well, I may be I'll hear you on the net here in a few minutes. If I don't, I'll understand that. But tell Miss Barbara we said hello, and hope both of y'all are being in good spirits over there.
And you can tell Joy that we said hello, and anyway, have a good evening, my friend.
And again, y'all take care. And I don't know that, I've got something I've got to do tomorrow and Friday. I don't know about Saturday yet. It may be next week, Ken, but I'll give you a call next week sometime, and I'll ride over and we'll go up and get us a cup of coffee or something. But thanks for letting me know about your items on the swap bit. Glad that they are sold and gone, and that's a good thing. And that just means that the swap net is actually working. So I feel like I'm giving a service to the community. Y'all take care. I'll talk to you later there, young man. KA2AXQ, KI4DOS.
Excuse me.